Good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's really a big day for me here on the show. We've had a lot of great local women on the air, so I'm really pleased to introduce you all to someone you might recognize the voice, Melissa Meadows. She's the Community Outreach Director of the Autism Society of Middle Tennessee, and some of you might remember her as Wiley Rose from our air going back a little bit. And
yeah.
But we're here really to talk about her new passion, which is raising awareness about autism and support for families and parents that are raising children with autism. And I'm so glad to have you with me. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's great. And it's great to get to know you on the other side of the mic.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I'm sure it's a different experience for you as well.
It is, but I felt that my career totally set me up to do what I want to do with the rest of my life, which is really bring awareness to this cause. I have a child on the autism spectrum, and I know that there's just not enough education. And I can't help but look back at the last 20 years of a radio career and know that it's a perfect setup for what I have to do now.
Yeah, I was leading you right here.
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad, and I'm sure that the Autism Society of Middle Tennessee is also thrilled to have you. I know you're in a new position there, and mm-hmm. Really beginning to do some wonderful things with them. So I guess the first thing I wanted to start out with is, let's put to rest some of the misconceptions about autism.
Sure.
Because I know that, and I've spoken with, folks from your organization before, but it bears repeating because especially recently there's been a lot written in the news media about the autism spectrum and new things being included in the spectrum and more cases. And what's the straight scoop on all of this? What's really going on?
Well, and the question is to the layman watching a news story on television, what do you mean spectrum? What is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can, it's a myriad of different faces of autism, if you will. You could go all the way to one end of the spectrum and have a child who is nonverbal, who was extremely delayed in development and may grow to be better at being verbal, or maybe there's a child that's not potty trained and they're 10 years old. Or you can go all the way to the other end of the spectrum and find children that are included in regular classrooms, that your child, if they're in high school, may have another child in the classroom that has autism on the Asperger end of the higher functioning side. And you don't know they have autism. It masks itself well. It's not shown on their face.
Right.
But they are, you know, they're dealing with it in all of the autism things that happen on the Asperger side of it, like maybe attention deficit or maybe anxiety. There's not one cookie cutter autism spectrum disorder where you can just point at every child and say, this one has it, that one doesn't. It's so very different along the spectrum. And I think that's what's been so misleading to the public
sure.
in all this time is, you know, the one thing that is consistent is there's no consistency.
Yes, yes. I've heard somebody say, if you've met a person with autism, you've met one person with autism.
And exactly.
Because there's
They're
really,
all different.
Yeah, there's really, and it is confusing. And I think for those raising children with autism, for those who have it themselves or any of us who have interacted, it can be confusing because you just don't always know. There's no prediction either as in terms of the progression of it, how that child is going to mature and grow. And you really, a lot of us try and think we have a clear path on what's going on with our kids in the future, where they're headed. But with a child with autism, it's even fuzzier.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's the ones on the lower end of the spectrum where, you know, it shows up in very large ways. Like when you're a parent and you know your child should be doing A, B, and C by a certain age, by 18 months or by 24 months, and they're not, you can run right to the doctor and say, ooh, this is worrying me. And chances are, you know, the diagnosis could be swift. Then as you move more towards the functioning end, kids are kind of a little quirky.
Just a little
quirky. Something's off. And as a parent, you kind of know. But even sometimes as a parent, you think, oh, well, that's just, you know, that's just Johnny being Johnny. Johnny's just like his dad. You know, so it really can hide itself on the higher ends of the spectrum.
Right. And you bring up an interesting point. You kind of just hinted at that a lot of times the parent has not been diagnosed and then the child gets diagnosed and sort of opens it up a little bit. And so I guess there's maybe some cases in families where it's the child that even identifies the parent.
And there's no rhyme or reason. There is a genetic component in some cases, not in all.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to say, oh, well, the you know, maybe if Asperger's is the higher end, you know, if this child has Asperger's, then the parent has. Not necessarily. You know, that the one thing about autism and diagnosis is for cause is we don't know. There's not enough. You know, we get calls all the time about, well, what is the, what, you know, what are all the statistics showing in Tennessee? And the truth is, wow, could you get somebody to do some statistics? It'd be great if you could get us some statistics.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough being done yet because we're still in its infancy of growth. As much as it's gotten and as large as it's gotten, 1 in 88 children being diagnosed now, the CDC just changed those numbers a week ago. It's still a mystery in so many ways. So it's so important that we draw attention to the cause.
Right. Absolutely. I'm speaking with Melissa Meadows. She's the Community Outreach Director for the Autism Society of Middle Tennessee. And, we're talking about what autism is and what it isn't. And, you kind of mentioned that the CDC changed sort of their designation for it.
Their prevalence rates. Yes.
So what does that mean? Are there really more cases, or is it that they're just including more people on the spectrum, or is it a little bit of both?
Well, the question is it just that they're correctly diagnosing? And if that were the case, we'd see more on the adult end, you know, and the adolescent and adult end. But the truth is, we're seeing more kids that are diagnosed as well. So a lot of it has to do with education. A lot of it has to do with early intervention, which is key. No matter what end of the spectrum the child is on, that early intervention is everything. But the truth of the matter is that the Autism Society, it doesn't matter what caused it, doesn't matter what age your child was diagnosed. What does matter is you have a community now that will support you, that will help you educate others in the community, be it your family members sometimes that need to be educated, be it, you know, you needing an advocate in the school system. We are about support, education, and advocacy. And for us, it is about getting people well-schooled in what this looks like, where it's headed, what we need to do to support those families, and how to get there. Because when you have a child on the spectrum, depending on your surroundings, you probably feel like you're the only one.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that. You know, you've had sort of your own personal journey with this, with your own child, and everybody's got their own unique journey. I know that oftentimes there's a shift in the dynamic in the family when a child is diagnosed, and a dad might deal with it differently than a mom. And, you know, and I know that you guys are all there to offer a range of support, but what is that often? I mean, what would you say to those parents that are out there struggling with this kind of stuff?
I would say there's strength in numbers. Find your support system. Go to that support group. It's hard. It's hard stepping through the door the first time because I did it myself. It's hard to put your personal life out there for others. But what you find is when you go to that community, the love is never ending. The, oh, me toos are just going around the room. And for you as a parent, you stop isolating and you start sharing. When you do that, the world opens up to you. The understanding for your child, there's a lot of fear. If you can imagine needing childcare, you have typical children, neurotypical children, and you know the fear of just finding childcare for your neurotypical child. Imagine when you have a child that's nonverbal who can't speak back to you and tell you if they're being mistreated. Okay. So imagine that. Also, imagine maybe an education situation where they're not being respected in a classroom. You know, that's where the advocacy comes in, where we have to educate our parents what their rights are when things they feel are awry in any of those situations. You know, it really is about knowing what your rights are, knowing how to advocate for your child. And when you say, I'm scared and I don't know how to do this, there's somebody saying, I'll hold your hand.
Yeah.
We'll do this together. Don't be scared. I'm here with you. And that's what an Autism Society does, and that's what the Autism Society of Middle Tennessee does.
I've been speaking with Melissa Meadows. She's the Community Outreach Director of the Autism Society of Middle Tennessee. And, this is such an emotional
journey
issue.
For us.
It is. And, you know, for any of us that have raised children, you know, things happen to them along the way. Life doesn't go as planned. And there's probably very few things that throw those plans off track more than autism. And so tell me a little bit about where you're at now. I know your son is, if you don't mind sharing, I know he's doing quite well.
He's on the Asperger end of the spectrum, which means he's highly functional. It means he is in a regular class in high school. He does have, a helper in that classroom. It's called inclusion. That helper is going to kind of mask himself and help all the kids in the classroom. So my son is not singled out. as the kid that needs the extra help.
Sure.
But what I find is the kids around him typically start to get that he's a little quirky and a little different, and that's okay. And for himself, when he wants to disclose it, it's his business. As a parent, I think disclosure is great because then people understand you. You're going to get a label anyway. Let's get the right label.
Yeah, right.
that's my personal preference as a parent. But he's doing well and I'm blessed. It was a long journey. We were misdiagnosed for 3 years because he's so high functional.
Yeah.
But now, with our diagnosis, what I found is, and this is a misconception too, where I do want parents with children on the Asperger's end of autism to know the Autism Society serves the entire spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I didn't ask for help for a long time because I thought I wasn't as much need mm-hmm. as some of the others. I was as welcome as anyone else, so that's important too. He's proud of me that I'm doing more work for autism, you know.
That's great.
He's in a little bit of denial that he still has it. I think he always will be, but you know, because normal is what you think it is. It's your perception, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
But we just recently, and I do want everyone to know this, we just recently got a plate, a Tennessee Autism Awareness License plate.
That's
passed
fabulous.
Through the Senate and the House of Representatives, and we have to pre-sell 1,000 of them. So we would love to see this on as many cars in Tennessee as we can get them on, because all the other states around the Southeast have them.
That's great. So how do people get the plate? They contact you guys?
They can contact the Autism Society of Middle Tennessee. We would be more than happy to pass that along to them. Licenseplate.tnautism.org is how you can pre-order it. We must sell 1,000 before the DMV will even add it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go to your DMV and buy it. You must pre-buy it. $35 plus a processing fee, and it's quick, easy, and as soon as we sell 1,000, we're going to see a lot more awareness in Tennessee.
Well, that's great, and you guys serve really all of Middle Tennessee, so that's a lot of cars out there.
That's 40 counties of cars. Yes, it is. But and we also have an East and West chapter that serve the other ends of the state, and we appreciate them, too. We just want more awareness to the state. That's what would be ideal
That's
for
amazing.
Us.
And just to also, a final note, the Autism Society of Middle Tennessee serves families, but also adults that have autism can contact you guys if they feel that they need some support for themselves.
Absolutely. And again, they need the community just as much as anyone else. And we want them to know they are loved, they are respected, it is home for them, and all they have to do is contact us. We have all kinds of support for them as well.
That's great. And what's your website?
TNAutism.org.
Very easy. TNAutism.org. I've been speaking with Melissa Meadows. She's the Community Outreach Director for the Autism Society of Middle Tennessee, and such a passionate advocate, and really it's wonderful to talk to you, and I'm honored that you chose to share your story with us, because these things are always difficult, but you're doing it. You're walking the walk, and I'm glad to hear your son say he's proud of you. He should be, and look forward to more from you guys, because I think you're just getting started over there.
We are. We're growing.
That's
big time.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Melissa. It's a pleasure.
You.